Welcome to a deep dive into some truly game-changing AI. I mean, seriously, this is big. We're talking AI that generates playable video games, like in real time.
No more pre-programmed worlds. It's all about AI crafting the experience as you play.
Exactly. And we're not just speculating. We've got actual research from both Google DeepMind and Microsoft to unpack here, working examples, not just theory.
Yeah, we're diving into research papers, articles, even a podcast that was talking about these breakthroughs.
To give you an idea, imagine this, an AI that can learn to play a game at a superhuman level, but then, hold on, it goes a step further and learns to create the game itself.
Like, what if you taught an AI to paint, and instead of just copying the old masters, it invents a whole new style of art?
Okay, that's a good analogy. So where do we even begin with something this massive?
Let's start with Microsoft. Their project is called Diamond. It's using something called a diffusion model to create these interactive simulations. You're familiar with those AI image generators everyone's talking about? It's using a similar idea.
You mean like those programs that can generate practically any image you can think of, but instead of a static image, it's a whole game world.
Exactly. Think of it like this. The AI is trying to predict the next frame of a video based on the previous frames. Except it's not just predicting, it's actually creating those frames. And here's the kicker, it's doing it based on your actions in the game.
Wait, so I'm controlling a character and the AI is building the entire game world around me, reacting to everything I do.
You got it. They even tested it on a bunch of classic Atari games.
Atari, like Pac-Man and Space Invaders.
Exactly. And get this. The AI actually learned to play these games entirely within this simulated world better than any other AI before.
Hold on, you're telling me it taught itself to play like better than AIs specifically designed for those games, and it did all that while also generating the world around it.
Yep. There's this thing called the Atari 100K benchmark, which basically measures how well AI performs on these games. And Diamond just crushed it, set a whole new level of performance.
So this isn't just some gimmick, it's a legitimate leap forward. But to train an AI to create entire game worlds in real time, you'd need an insane amount of data, right?
That's where it gets even crazier. Their paper actually gives the example of a Counter-Strike simulation they built. They only needed 87 hours of gameplay data to train Diamond on that.
Wait, 87 hours for a full-blown Counter-Strike sim? That's like, what, less time than some people spend binge-watching shows?
Exactly. Way more efficient than anything we've seen before. And you want to know the best part? They actually open-source the code. You can download and play this AI-powered Counter-Strike simulation on a pretty standard gaming PC.
No way. So people can actually try this out right now. This isn't some far-off future tech. It's here. Okay, so we've got AI-generating Counter-Strike on the fly, and people can actually jump in and play. That's wild. But then we've also got Google DeepMind doing their thing, right?
Right. They're calling theirs Game Engine, and it sounds like they're taking a different approach.
Different how?
Well, it's still using a diffusion model, but instead of recreating a game that already exists, Game Gen is all about generating those elements of the game world in real time, you know, adapting to the player's actions as they happen.
So if Diamond is like an AI architect meticulously recreating a famous building, Game Engine is more like, I don't know, an AI improv artist, just going with the flow, creating something totally new in the moment.
That's a great way to put it. It's like the AI is a jazz musician riffing off the player's choices to make this totally unique experience.
I like that. So no two playthroughs would ever be the same.
Exactly. And to make this whole thing work, Google DeepMind actually teamed up with Google Research and Tel Aviv University. Some serious brain power behind this.
Okay, now I'm even more curious about how this diffusion model thing actually works in Game Gen.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy complicated, right?
It is sophisticated, yeah. But at its core, it's all about learning patterns from data and then using those patterns to generate something new. Think about traditional game engines like Unreal Engine or Unity.
Yeah, the ones most games use.
Right, so those rely on tons and tons of pre-written code, strict rules that determine how everything in the game works.
It's all planned out in advance by human developers, right?
Exactly. Game Engine flips that whole idea on its head. Instead of being fed those rules, it learns by observing another AI, a reinforcement learning agent, playing a game.
Hold on. So instead of reading the game's instruction manual, it's like it's watching a pro gamer stream for hours on end.
You got it. And here's the really cool part. Once it's observed enough, Game Engine can actually generate these totally new gameplay scenarios in real time that match the style and mechanics of that original game, even though it was never specifically programmed to create that particular content. They even got it to run the original Doom.
Doom, the classic first-person shooter.
The one and only. And they got it running smoothly at a totally playable frame rate while generating everything on the fly.
Hold on. AI-generated Doom running in real time and it's actually playable. That's insane.
Pretty much. They basically made an AI that can improvise Doom levels as well as, if not better than, a human game designer.
This is blowing my mind. Okay, so we've got these two incredible AIs, both doing these mind-blowing things, both using diffusion models. But how are Diamond and Game Engine different in how they approach this whole thing?
Well, for one, they use different base models for their diffusion processes. Diamond is all about EDM, which is super efficient at making stable, accurate predictions, even with a limited number of frames to work with. Remember how we talked about Diamond only needing those 87 hours of data for Counter-Strike?
Yeah, that was crazy efficient.
That's EDM at work.
So what about GamingGen? What's its secret?
GamingGen is rocking a modified version of Stable Diffusion. You might have heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that one of those AI art generators?
The very same. It's known for those super high quality, really detailed outputs.
So if I'm following correctly here, Diamond might be faster, more efficient, while GamingGen might be the one to beat when it comes to those visually stunning, super complex game worlds.
That's a good way to think about it. It's like the difference between a super skilled sketch artist who can capture a scene really quickly.
And a master painter who's creating these incredibly detailed, immersive works of art.
There you go. Both impressive in their own way.
Totally. Now, you mentioned earlier that these AIs need to kind of remember what's already happened in the game, right? To keep everything consistent.
Yeah, like having a memory of what's come before.
Right. So how do they handle that whole memory challenge, especially when things can get pretty unpredictable in a game?
That's one of the big hurdles in this whole field. Both Diamond and Game Engine have come up with some pretty clever ways to manage it. Actually, in their paper, the Microsoft team compares Diamond to another model called Iris. And Iris had some, let's say, inconsistencies in how it dealt with a player doing something unexpected.
Like, imagine you're playing a game and suddenly the rules change or objects just start acting totally wonky.
Talk about breaking the immersion.
Totally.
So what they found was that Diamond was way better at rolling with those punches, you know, keeping the game world consistent and believable, even when the player throws a curveball.
So Diamond is like that friend who's always prepared, always able to adapt, no matter what gets thrown their way.
Exactly. It's all about building an AI that can not only build a believable world, but maintain that believability even when the unexpected happens.
That's huge. This is more than just mimicking games. It's like revolutionizing how they're made.
Absolutely. And it's bigger than just games, even.
This feels so much bigger than just games, though.
Oh, absolutely.
We've been talking about AI building these virtual worlds, but what if we take a step outside of entertainment for a second?
That's when things get really mind-blowing.
Right.
Think about fields like healthcare.
Okay.
Like, imagine training surgeons, right? But they're not practicing on mannequins.
Yeah, yeah.
They're thrown into these hyper-realistic simulations.
Powered by AI.
Exactly. The AI is generating every single detail on the fly.
Right.
Responding to every decision the surgeon makes in real time.
So instead of, like, a standard practice scenario.
Right.
They're getting something that's as close to the real deal as you can get.
And then some. Or think about flight simulators.
Oh, wow.
We could create training scenarios that are so much more intense, so much more unpredictable than anything we have now.
Because it's all happening live, right? The AI is just making it up as it goes.
Exactly. No two training sessions would ever be the same.
That's incredible. And it's not just limited to, like, these super high-stakes jobs, right?
Right.
Like, what about using it for city planning?
Urban planning.
Yeah. Or architecture.
Absolutely.
We could even use it for, like, climate modeling.
Anything you can think of.
We could test out different solutions, try things out without any actual risk, and see the consequences play out right in front of us.
That's the power of this technology.
It's a potential game changer.
No pun intended.
Seriously, though, this whole conversation has been mind-blowing. We've got Diamond out there right now.
Real, tangible progress.
People can experience this for themselves today, and then there's GameHen pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It feels like we're right on the edge of something huge.
It really does. So for everyone listening, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What's got you most excited about all of this?
Yeah, what are you most curious about?
What possibilities are you seeing? Is it the future of gaming, or do you think the real impact will be on these other fields? Hit us up. Let us know.
We want to hear what you're thinking.
And don't forget, head over to the show notes. We'll link to all the research we talked about, and even a link to download that playable Diamond AI. You can check it out for yourself.
Try it out. See what all the fuss is about.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, keep diving deep.